You would think that the state of California would at least throw a bone to property owners in the state. That still is too much to ask.
This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Welcome to the Andres Segovia Show, everyone. I am your host, Andres Segovia. In this episode, I gotta talk about Assembly Bill 3088, which the governor signed into law just a few days prior to this episode. And as I record this, I am still digesting a seminar that I was a part of presented by the Apartments Owners Association. I suggest you check them out at www.aoausa.com, because you'll find more information about all the attacks going on against real estate here in the state of California and what they're doing in the efforts to fight for your rights. So again, the Apartments Owners Association, aoausa.com, check them out. So they had a seminar, an emergency seminar for that matter, presented by Attorney Dennis Block, an eviction attorney in Los Angeles County, trying to make sense of AB 3088, also known as the Tenant Relief Act. The thing is, for the past year now, you could say, there's been a lot of movement in terms of protections afforded to tenants. And during lockdown, there's been a lot more put in place. Then when the Judicial Committee, which is a panel of judges that is not authorized to set law, ended up installing an emergency order that extended an eviction moratorium 3 months out after the governor declares an end to the emergency lockdowns, The moving goalposts just made no sense. And secondly, that's illegal. The Judicial Council could not do that. So with very little recourse given to the landlords, there were different groups that got up to sue the state. The primary one that we can point to is the Pacific Legal Foundation, because they were the biggest player that got involved. The Apartment Owner Association got involved as well, and the California Apartments Association, along with other attorneys throughout the state of California. The ones I know most would be Attorney Dennis Block and also Michael Brennan from the Brennan Law Firm. So there were a lot of lawsuits leveled against the state of California to challenge the emergency order, and the Judicial Council rescinded the order, but they withheld rescinding it until the governor was able to sign in a law that would fall in place, which is also the Tenant Relief Act, to replace the eviction moratorium from the emergency order. So now there's a relief in place, and that sets up somewhat of a timeline. Now that timeline is a little confusing because that timeline also is broken up into two sections. From what I was able to gather from the seminar, there is a timeline right now in which covers what is called the protective time period and a transition time period. The protective time period is measured from March 1st through August 31st. The transition timeline is from September 1st through January 31st. What do these things mean? Well, the way the bill is breaking it up, it's talking about how rent due on either one of those dates, in between those dates, is treated and when it becomes due. The silliness about all of this is the fact that the state thinks they are allowed to do this. The fact that they have done this is an egregious act that is unconstitutional, but they've done it. So now we have to deal with it, because California, which has become more so the People's Republic of California, is really after private property. They want to take away those rights, and slowly but surely the rights of property owners here are eroding. I make no bones about that. I actually just recently did an episode covering just how bad it's gotten for property owners throughout the country and how much worse it can get if we let it get to that point. Back to AB 3088. Sorry, there's a lot of emotions behind all this, because you can't turn a corner without being slapped by the state. There's just so much against property owners here, but the state supposedly was trying to set things up to show landlords what recourses are available to them during this lockdown period and transitionary timeline periods. The thing is, not every attorney is actually in agreement as to what this means. So Dennis Block was trying to make as much sense of it as possible during his presentation the day I'm recording this. So instead of trying to extrapolate and find meanings in all this, For those of you that are listening on podcast catchers, thank you so much for tuning in through your favorite podcaster distributor of choice. But I recommend you go to my website, www.theandresegovia.com. Check out the show notes accompanying this episode so you can watch the presentation. You need to make this a part of your daily digest to be in the know about what's going on. And I'm doing my best to make sure you're well aware of what's going on for you. For those of you here in California, I know a lot of you out of the state are not affected by this, but if you're looking to invest, you should be aware of this. And if you're getting clients from California, this is why. So please, by all means, check out the show notes. Watch the presentation for yourself. Yeah, it's a bit lengthy, but you need to be aware of this. It doesn't hurt for you to be informed. Most importantly, share this with everybody you know, those that are being affected by this, because they have to know what rights they have left, what options as recourse they are afforded, and when they can implement these things. But also to be in the know about the fight that's coming for the propositions in November. That's less than 2 months away. And the onslaught against your property rights, against real estate and the industry as a whole in this state is incredible. And you need to be on top of this. So by all means, I implore you, share it with everybody you know. We have to call them into action. All of us need to come together to fight against the egregious power grab this state is doing. That's why I'm not joking about the state becoming the People's Republic of California, because of everything that they've done to not just silence opposition. They have made sure to make sure that one entire party alone is voting on these assembly bills and Senate bills. They were shutting down debates before the session ended. And when you see what they've been passing, if they continue to go unchallenged and you don't make your voice heard, what else are they gonna pass that is gonna affect you and you are not aware of it? You need to become aware of it. They've been trying to keep this on the down low because they know it's an election year, so you need to be in the know. I will be doing my darndest to make sure I'm informing you about things that affect your real estate and real estate finances, and whether you're a property owner or just an owner of your own home or a tenant, it doesn't matter. All this affects you, and I'll be delivering everything that I can to you. Just remember to like, share, subscribe, so you can be in the know. And for those of you looking for more real estate resources, you can go to my real estate resources website, which is www.segoviares.com. That's segoviares.com. I am a broker servicing Orange County and the greater Los Angeles area. My license number is 019-09449. That's 019-09449. If you want to contact me to discuss all things real estate, to see if you're ready to buy or sell or trade, you never know, you can find the resources there and communication as well. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of The Andres Segovia Show. I shall see you on the next one.